I tell you, there's another emotion associated with art, which is not of the beautiful, but of the sublime. And what we call monsters can be seen as sublime. And they represent powers too great for the mere forms of life to survive. Prodigious expanse of space is sublime. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that the Buddhists know how to achieve in their temples. Particularly when I was in Kyoto, I was there for 7 glorious months.
In Japan.
Yeah, visiting some of the temple gardens. They are so designed that you're experiencing something here, and then you break past the screen and a whole new horizon opens out. And somehow with the diminishment of your own ego, the consciousness expands. This is the experience of the sublime. Another experience of the sublime is not of tremendous space, but of tremendous energy and power. And I have known a couple of people who were in Central Europe during the saturation bombings that were conducted over those cities. And there is you just have the experience of the sublime there.
I once interviewed a veteran of the Second World War, and I was talking to him about his experience at the Battle of the Bulge with the assault of the Germans about to succeed. And yeah. I said, well, as you look back on it, what was it? And he said, it was sublime.
And so the monster comes through there.
What do you mean by monster?
Well, by a monster, I mean someone who breaks all of your standards for harmony and for ethical conduct.
Is there a story in mythology that illustrates the sublime in the monster?
Well, the god of the end of the world, Vishnu at the end of the world, is a monster. I mean, good night. He's destroying the world, first with fire, and then with a torrential flood that drowns out the fire and everything else, and nothing's left but ash. The whole universe has been wiped out. That's God.
Well, the Christian millennialists talk of the rapture.
Well, read chapter 13 in Mark.
Which says?
That's the end of the world. You see, these are experiences that go past ethical judgment. Ethics is wiped out. Our religions, with the accent on the human, as I mentioned a little while ago, also stress the ethical. Yeah. God is good. God is horrific. The end of the world. There's an Arab saying that I read somewhere in the Arabian Nights of the angel of death. When the angel of death comes, it is terrible. When he has reached you, it is bliss.